hoes, welcome to the bush. Yeah, it's your boy Big Sexy with the intro. I'm throwing it over to your boy Skeet over here. Skeet, tell him what we're doing today.
What up, people? It's your boy Skeet. Holla at you. And what we gonna do? We gonna switch it up. A little different kind of role reversal today. So your boy Big Sexy brought in with the intro. Came in nice and smooth, but you players, I got to pick the music so you know we got all this hardcore shit in the background. So what we gonna do right
now? Yeah,
sorry for the delay, but like I was saying, we got the music. I'm picking the music, so the music is just gonna be all rugged, So you feel it in the background right now, and we're gonna keep the topic rolling. The topic for today, mother lovers, is pop culture. Things that might have went over your head, you might have caught it, you might have helped it fucking go along, but something that long in the pop culture that just kept rolling, for some reason it's popular, but some of us may or may not get it.
Yeah, the shit that went over your head, but was the biggest, most popular, famous shit in the world.
Right.
But you just didn't get.
For example, we
didn't get. That's our topic.
Yeah, okay. For the most part, I'm going to say something like, for example, The Hills.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's where we're going there. Yeah.
First of all, in our last episode, we just did 10 minutes ago, You brought up Audrina from The Hills. And you have a, I mean, you only, the only way you can know a bitch's name like that is if you watch the show.
Okay, all right. I won't attack The Hills.
Yeah,
but let's,
fuck you.
We'll come back to The Hills.
The season premiere is coming in a couple weeks, too, by the way.
Dude, I've been waiting to see what Spencer's wardrobe is going to be like.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Yeah. All right, so here's one, dog. I really wasn't watching this because... But it blew up. It was huge. And maybe a lot of y'all out there watching it, and, you know, y'all helped the giant juggernaut grow. Seinfeld.
Yeah. I think I maybe watched 3 episodes in my life. But yeah, I didn't get it.
There was something else that came on the same time Seinfeld came on, wasn't it?
I think it was Married with Children.
Was it? Okay, I can believe
that.
Was
it Married with Children? It was something on Fox. I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, like, whatever it was, whatever channel Seinfeld was on, my shit never fell on that channel.
Yeah, I think I seen it like 2 or 3 times, and it just, like, I don't know. It wasn't funny. It was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it wasn't me.
I don't know. All right, some of y'all might disagree, maybe, whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares? All right, here we go. Next one, let's say, is, what was the other one we had? The other one Big Sexy was?
I don't know. I'm not the executive producer right now. You gotta give me a topic.
Just give me a beat.
I'm ready.
Okay. Since it's like that, we gonna go right back to The Hills.
Where's the paper at?
No.
I got Friends.
Friends was not hot to me.
Would you admit that my job is that easy?
No, it's not. I mean, like, it's not. It's easy. Yeah. All right, but here we go.
Fuck you.
Dude, I told you.
Okay, Friends. Yeah, same thing. I never watched it either. I mean, might have watched it once or twice. The girls on there, they were cute for a couple minutes, but then they got old, and it wasn't even worth watching anymore.
I'm going to tell you, honestly, man, and I just hate to be a dick like this, dude, but I mean, like, whatever, dog. I'm going to say it. I was talking to one of my partners. I never watched the episode of Friends. I never watched the whole episode of Friends. Never watched not one whole episode. All right. One of my buddies tells me one day, he's like, man, he said something like, hey, man, you watch that episode of Friends or some shit? To another friend of mine, you know, we were just having to hang out one day, and he was like, Friends? He was like, man, I ain't gonna watch that shit because I ain't ever seen one black person on that show, not even
cleaning
the fucking table. He was like, hey, ain't even got nobody in the background cleaning up. So, you know, hey, whatever. If I can't identify with it, I don't have to fly with
it. That's real. I mean, the same thing with Seinfeld. That's a predominantly white show, too. I mean, I'm not trying to sound racial about it, but I mean, maybe that's why people like us, with a browner skin, we didn't get it.
We're not the target audience.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And it shows you where the world is, shit, because that shit was fucking gigantic.
That shit was fucking huge.
Yeah. It still is, shit. It's still making money on these channels.
And I still ain't seen one fucking episode.
Yeah, I'm saying. So, what's another show? Come on, give me one.
Another show would happen to be, like, let's see. I'm just trying to think. Of, I mean, all right, let's. What even if it have to be a show? It could be something. Dude, you're trying to fuck me up.
I am fucking you. I'm totally fucking you up. Whatever.
Whatever.
This role reversal is fucking you up.
Dude, I was going to go there.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
I want you to say, you know what? Your job isn't that easy. Go ahead.
Your job is fucking easy as shit.
Whatever.
All right, here we go.
Whatever.
Pokemon.
Okay. I see where you're going with it. I see the point that you're making. However,
that shit was fucking huge.
That shit was gigantic, yeah. However,
You know how many kids I seen with that shit?
However, let me finish.
All right.
However, My little cousin, he was big into Pokemon. I used to watch him, babysit him and stuff all the time. I kind of got into Pokemon with him a little bit.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. You didn't just tell me that. You told a whole lot of people.
I know. Yeah. You know what? To this day, swear to God, I think if I went and looked in my bedroom, I could dust off an old binder with some Pokemon cards in it.
Dog, y'all hear this shit? Swear to God. Wow.
And I think if I looked hard enough, I think I could find a Game Boy with a Pokemon version game.
Wow, dog. Wow.
Yeah. Well, wow. I mean, I was trying to relate to my cousin.
Yeah. Whack fool likes you.
Whack at you.
I choose you. Oh, man. All right.
Give my paper back. Where's the Bible at?
Here.
I might have to take over my job.
All right, no. Hold on. Let me think of something else here.
Go ahead.
All right, what else we got? We got some shit that's just pop culture here. All right, so another one was... All right, here we go. Something that just took over the world was... I might have to take it here. Really? I help you out, dog. I help you out.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I do. Don't act like you've been doing the show all by yourself.
60%.
Dude, whatever.
All right. No, okay. Sex in the City.
Good call.
Sex in the City.
Now I can think and answer questions, too. Here we go.
Sex in the City. Sex in the City. I mean, maybe because I'm not a 40-year-old woman. I mean, yeah, 40-year-old white woman with, you know, 1,700 pairs of shoes and shit.
Living in Manhattan.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I didn't get it.
But Sex in the City, granted, it did take over pretty much.
Sex in the City, I mean, the show has been off. The show was off for like 6 years, and they still had enough fans and juice to make a movie.
You know what pissed me off, man? I used to go over to these girls' house, and they was always watching that bullshit.
Sunday nights. Yeah. No, we can't do anything. Sex in the City's on. Yeah, fuck
you. You know what pissed me off about that, though? I would sit over there and stay only because I wanted to see Oz. You know, it came out after.
Yeah.
Oz was the shit. I used to be like, oh, man, that's the shit. And then one day, the bitch
except for
back.
All that, the ass rape.
Yeah, that was too much.
A lot of penis in that show.
Yeah, a whole lot of penis in that show, dog. But there was
it was the shit, though.
There was that one time that, like, this one chick came at me. She was like, hey, yo, Skink, you like Sex in the City, though? I'm like, bitch, I don't like Sex in the City. I like chilling, waiting for Oz to come home.
Yeah.
Like, but whatever, dog, whatever. Let's keep it going.
You keep it going.
Is this not a team?
Every time you say let's keep it going, it's my job to keep it pushing.
What, bitch? What?
Yeah, we're fighting.
Yeah, we're fighting. If you didn't hear that, folks, that was a fist.
Smash.
All right. So let's think.
How about some shit that's going on now with the young kids, that High School Musical shit? That shit is fucking gigantic.
Nah, you know what it is.
Is gigantic, though.
That's the juggernaut that is Disney, dog.
That's true.
Disney know how to market shit, dog, and Disney just knows how to fucking pimp out just anything, anybody, dog.
They get some pretty kids with a mild amount of talent.
Some good teeth.
Yeah. That's it. That's all you need. Good teeth. A minor amount of talent.
Yeah. And some suck-up capability.
And Disney.
Yeah. Throw the name on there, and next thing you know, you got a fucking juggernaut.
Yeah, you do. That High School Musical shit blew up fucking gigantic.
All right, here's another shit. Here's just some pop culture shit, dog. Let's just keep it straight out there. This is the shit that's fucking huge, dog.
Go ahead.
American Idol.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
If we cannot talk about pop culture, don't act like your shit is not hard. I told you, we're both working at Pizza Hut. You're wearing a rat suit, I'm making a pizza. I'm sorry, Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit, I mean, I don't get it either. American Idol, like, Carrie Underwood is hot as fuck.
She is, though. She is.
You know, Kelly Clarkson, we could have put her on the Hot or Not show.
I think Kelly Clarkson was hot.
I think Kelly Clarkson can be hot. But as she is now, probably not. She has potential, though.
But that's for another day, another time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, as far as American Idol goes, I mean, the only thing worth watching on American Idol is that dude Simon Cowell talking shit about everybody. That's fucking funny.
Yeah, Simon Cowell is the shit.
Yeah.
All right,
speaks his mind.
But I mean, like, yeah.
You tell me. What else are we talking about? Come on.
Oh, man, are you really not going to help me?
I mean, do you ever? I helped you as much as you helped me.
Dog, I throw
come on, roll reversal. Let's go.
Oh my God.
Be me. I'm waiting for the beat.
Oh wow.
I'm waiting for the beat.
Damn. She'll tell the world how you are, Big Sexy.
Whatever, Skeet. All right,
here we go.
Just give me a beat, Skeet.
Damn straight.
Yeah, all right, exactly.
Here we go.
Dead air, watch, go ahead.
Dude, come on. All right, here we go. Now, here we go. All right.
AdamEve.com. AdamEve.com.
All right.
There's so many things you can't even think of one.
Dude, I can come up with a bunch of them, but I'm
go
just...
Go give me one then.
All right, same on the same shit that Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. That's a good one.
Dude, I got plenty of them.
Then throw them out.
I'm trying to give you a chance to keep up with the game.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I said it, bitch. Dancing with the Stars. What?
Dancing with the Stars is a good one, actually, because that shit is huge as fuck. For no reason. They're dancing. Who the fuck dances? Come on.
I remember when I used to idolize Jerry Rice.
I know. And Emmitt Smith is my fucking dude. Emmitt Smith is my fucking dude. Those are our two sports idols right there.
Yeah.
Well, at least my dude won.
Whatever.
Yeah, fuck you. At least my dude won.
Shit. All right.
Your dude lost to that Drew Lachey dude.
All right. You still want me to name up some more?
Yeah, well, I want you to do your job. Do
Beverly
my job.
Beverly Hills 90210. The new season. What, bitch?
I might watch it.
Yeah.
I might
what?
Watch it.
Yeah,
I might.
Got it.
I might watch it. What about Beverly
Hills
90210?
Hey, I gotta give him a shout out, though. They put a black dude in there this time.
What?
Black dudes in Beverly Hills 90210. Check them out.
Well, they had a black dude last time. Brian Austin Green.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was black, right? He was a rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baggy clothes.
But they got one. They got an official one.
It's not
Robert Downey
Did
Jr.
they bust him in?
In Tropical Thunder.
Did they bust him in? I bet you there's that kind of angle. I bet you.
You think
I'm going to watch the show.
Just to find out?
Yeah.
If they
I'm going to watch the show to find out. I'll bet you they bust him in or something like that. I'll bet you he's like a football player that they bust in from Watts.
I wouldn't doubt it.
He got a scholarship really because he can run fast. I'll bet you.
I wouldn't doubt it.
He's fucking all the white girls. That's badass. I'm rooting for him.
Nah, he's probably going to be the trouble team, you know?
Yeah, his parents are
there's no way his parents.
It's just gotta be a single mother.
Single mother.
She's on crack or something. They'll play it up. It's on the WB. They'll play it up like crazy.
Oh, that's what it's on. That's the network.
Yeah, they'll play it up like crazy. All
right, come on. Let's keep this rolling. Okay. What's another one? I'm asking you. You asked me during your segments.
Okay.
I bring nothing but heat. You bring nothing but dead air.
Fuck you. You gotta see what it looks like on the computer. It actually looks like we're fighting. You moaning at me now?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, how about just the movies that came out? How about Mike Myers?
Mike Myers.
Dude. Mike Myers movies, Adam Sandler movies,
Will Ferrell
movies, Ben Stiller movies.
Right.
Come on, there's a billion of those movies.
All them motherfuckers went over my head.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go watch this Tropic Thunder shit that's coming out.
Why?
I just don't like it, dog. I don't know. It seems like it's got funny parts, but it don't seem like it's got enough funny parts for me to go look at it.
You just burping my fucking face, dude.
I'm sorry, dude.
That's almost as bad as that beef jerky shit. That shit was gross. Ben Stiller is the worst, I think.
Ben Stiller? All right.
And Adam Sandler. No, Adam Sandler's worst. I'm sorry. Adam Sandler is the worst. I'm sorry.
There's some
Adam Sandler. I can't stand Adam Sandler.
Sometimes he's kind of funny.
Waterboy was funny. I think that's just because it was football.
Yeah. Easy to relate to that shit.
Exactly, yeah. I was a water boy.
Yeah, you were.
I was for a minute,
You were the best goddamn water boy I've ever seen.
Whatever, you were right on the sidelines next to me. That's where we made our strongest friendship connection right there. Freshman year, I was the water boy, you were riding bench.
Mm-hmm. I was the H2O specialist, bitch.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, so what else is out there?
All those movies, I mean, I can't stand them. Will Ferrell, I give Will Ferrell props because he has the best movie premises.
Yeah, he does.
He comes up with the best movie premises. But
Blades of Glory, just that thought
The
alone.
Thought is the shit.
Yeah, but
Talladega Nights,
it
could have been the shit. Semi-Pro, those three movies alone could have been the shit, but they fall short. They fall short. All those guys' movies.
Yeah, it might have to be another Glows episode.
We kind of just did a Glows episode, keep it real. Whatever.
Alright, you ain't got no more?
Nah, I think that's enough.
That's good. Alright, dude.
My job is too hard for you. Let's keep it. Let's keep it pushing.
Alright, I'm sorry I had to fuck Big Sexy up over the air.
Oh, I gotta say goodbye.
You gotta say goodbye?
Because you always say goodbye. Okay. Alright then, people. Make sure you check out AdamandEve.com, our number one sponsor. Get 50% off when you type in our promo code. Get free porn, dude. Come on.
Yeah, go on and get your
porn
out there.
Free porn. Man, stop it.
And when you and also since you're on the internet waves, holler at your folks over at GetRightFitness.com.
Yeah.
Our sponsors are the people that pay for us to bring the good times to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. AdamandEve.com, GetRightFitness.com. Get free porn and get in shape so that you don't need the porn so much.
And all you porn stars get in shape, so then that way
there you go.
Watching your porn.
It's the circle of life.
Yeah,
It's the circle of life.
So, hey.
The more you know. All right, then.
All right, peace.
We'll talk to you. Peace.